Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. And by the way, you're going to love today's podcast episode. I'm going to be joined by Billy Jean, and we'll explore how to use YouTube ads to sell. And let me tell you are going to love this episode. It is chock full of awesome wisdom and insights. By the way, email podcast@socialmediaexaminer.com if you have any reason to want to contact me. And don't forget, I have another podcast called the Social Media Marketing Talk Show. If you have room in your listening dial, as they say, you might want to catch that show as well. All right, with that, let's transition over to this week's brand new discovery.
Helping you stay alive in a social jungle, here's this week's survival tip.
This week, I'm joined by Eric Fisher with a brand new discovery. What'd you find, Eric?
I found a cool tool called AnyImage that allows you to have way more control over your Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Plus social posts.
What's exciting about this is we were messing around with this tool before we hit record. The way it works is you simply just drag your image for your article into this interface, or you paste in a URL, and then it says processing. And then the output is a link. Now, the magic sauce about what happens with this thing is when you share this link either on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Google Plus, it will audit. Oh, by the way, I know I'm missing a couple things, aren't I, Eric? So when you put the image in there, it asks you for a couple other things. Do you remember what those are?
Yeah, so you can plug in your title, your description, even change up the URL if you want to.
Destination URL, yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
So you're dropping in an image, and then you're putting the title, the description, and the destination URL. And then what does this thing output? Explain that.
It gives you then a URL, which is the you drop that in, and then what normally happens when you drop a URL in to, for example, Facebook, is it then from that link populates with your image, your title, your description, et cetera, as if you had that all set up on the back end of your website.
Right. So this is kind of a quick and dirty way to make a website that you don't have a lot of control over, right? Let's say you have a landing page in some third party tool, right? Or you have,
yes.
or you just don't have access to your webmaster or WordPress backend, but you want this to look good when people share it on social. This allows you to basically do that. Now, the difference is that you're sharing an actual different URL. It'll be like your company dot anyimage.io/a random code. But it will look like at first glance that it's coming from your destination because of all that other information that's in there. And then when you click on that, it kind of auto forwards from that anyimage.io directly to your website. So it's just kind of a good way to control it. And why don't you describe the Zoom controls that you have a little bit, Eric?
Yeah. Once you've uploaded or dropped an image URL into this and it processes it, you then have the ability to either rotate or zoom in or out or move around depending upon which network you're optimizing for. So that gives you a little bit more control over that image as well.
Yeah. So for example, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google Plus, they're not exactly all the same rectangular dimensions. So if you needed to zoom in a little bit on one or the other, it somehow saves all that preference detail in that link. And then, boom, it just takes care of it all for you. So
yeah.
Where do we find this thing, Eric?
You find it at anyimage.io.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, "I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined," unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
And now for today's interview with Billie Jean.
Helping you simplify your social safari, here's this week's expert guide.
This week, I'm very excited to be joined by Billie Jean, spelled G-E-N-E. He is a Facebook and YouTube marketing expert. His agency helps businesses acquire customers, and who does not want to acquire customers? He's also the founder of the School of Genius. Welcome to the show, Billie.
Michael, what's up? Thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Super excited to have you on. Today, we're going to talk about and explore YouTube pre-roll ads and specifically how to use those ads to get customers. Now, before we go down that road, I want to talk about your story. Tell me, how in the world did you get here?
Wait, Michael, before that, can I ask everyone listening a favor? My job today is to give you guys tactical steps, meaning as a result of listening to this interview, you will know exactly what to do on YouTube to get more customers, not tomorrow, but today. So if you're distracted, put away all your stuff, take out a piece of paper, a pen and a paper. I'm going to give you what we're using with some of the largest franchises in the world, with our company, and just a whole bunch of cool tactics that I know will work for you. So that's my request. And then besides that, Michael, it's your show. You tell me what to do. I'm here to serve.
Yeah, how'd you get here, Billie Jean? How did you go? I know a little bit of your story, but everybody listening doesn't know your story. Tell us a little bit of how you got to the point where you're doing what you're doing now. Like, start wherever you want to start.
Sure. So I'll take you to the low, where I was making about 600 cold calls a day, selling online education to a university I really didn't believe in. And it was miserable. I mean, it was in the typical 9-to-5. I had a cubicle and I didn't believe in what I was selling and I hated it. And then I found out the CEO of the company made $25 million in a year with this whole online thing. And I literally quit the next day, called up one of my buddies that just inherited a bunch of money and said, dude, we need to figure out something about this online stuff. Long, long, long story short, discovered Facebook ads when you couldn't even advertise in the newsfeed. It was only right column ads when people thought they didn't even work. They didn't even knew Facebook had advertising. Fell in love with what the possibilities were, kind of saw into the future where this was all going. And that was kind of the start of my journey.
What year was that when you started with the Facebook ads?
Oh, man, that was my 2013, 2012, give or take, somewhere in there.
And you mentioned a little earlier that you are working with some franchises that people might be familiar with and brands. Maybe tell us a little bit of where you are now so people understand what the journey's been like for you.
Sure. So over the few years, I've had the pleasure to work with a lot of cool franchises like your Massage Envy's, your Kia Motors, your Orange Theory Fitness, basically anything in health and wellness specifically, that was the main vertical that we kind of focused on. We probably worked with them in some capacity. And if we didn't, then someone I coached did. It was like our world. So I'm still familiar and friends with a lot of them.
Awesome. So you've been helping all these franchises do what exactly?
Get more customers. It's very simple. When a company hires my agency, they want results. They don't want a new website. They don't want like organic posting on their page. They want one thing: more money than they're spending working with me, and usually 3x. If you can successfully bring a business 3 times the revenue what you're costing them, usually those are the relationships that last a long time when you have clients forever.
Got it. So what I really hear you saying is you have mastered customer acquisition for local businesses really all over America. Is that accurate?
That's my bread and butter. I genuinely believe I'm the best in the world. And Michael, listen, if you give me a laptop, you give me a cell phone, and you give me about 24 to 48 hours, I promise you, you give me any industry under the sun, I will bring them customers in an automated and predictable way.
Awesome. And folks, that's what we're going to talk about today, but we're just going to zoom in on the YouTube side of things. So let me start with the YouTube pre-roll ad. For those that don't even know what that is, why don't you describe what that is first, and then let's talk about why businesses should use it.
I'll give you the fifth grade definition. When you're on YouTube and you're looking to be entertained and look at cat videos or whatever you want to watch, and then there's that video that pops up that you didn't search for and you can't skip past it for the first 5 seconds. Some people call them pre-roll ads. Some people call them in-stream ads, but those are what they are. And listen to me when I tell you, from a guy who spends a lot of money on Facebook, Instagram, billboards, and podcast advertising, YouTube is hands down, I believe in 2017, right now, the most profitable, easiest, quickest, fastest, and affordable way to get customers for anyone. And if you're not using it, I'm afraid that you're missing out on a giant opportunity. And typically what I've seen is when people aren't advertising on it, it's because they're afraid of video. For those of you that are willing to step out of your own way, oh my goodness, please, please take advantage. If you listen, just take advantage and just please, please.
Okay. So, stepping back a little bit more, why YouTube in particular, right? Because I know you said it's economical, but maybe tell us a little bit more about why YouTube in general, especially this audience is so Facebook centric. You know, what does YouTube bring to the table that maybe we've been overlooking?
Well, you just hit it. Everyone is Facebook centric right now. It's not just this audience, it's everyone in the world. Everyone's finally becoming hip to this social media thing. So that's the first place they start. Because there's a bigger barrier to entry with video on YouTube, it's way less competitive. And both platforms are really just a bidding system. So if there's more people there, it's gonna be more expensive. Right now, Facebook is only increasing its prices, especially with the holidays coming up. Q4, there's always a price increase. So that's why pretty much when the market zigs, you zag. YouTube is the zag. That's why it's so profitable right now. In addition to that, it gives you the opportunity to physically be in front of your customers so they see you. And there's something about seeing your face, watching your body language, you know, taking in your environment that builds up a level of trust that you just can't do in an image.
Perfect. Let's talk about some of the examples that you've done either for your business or your clients so people could visualize this a little bit.
100%. So to give you kind of short results, we built a membership site. I know there's probably a lot of people here who are contemplating that. Maybe you even have one. Essentially, people pay about like $100 a month and I teach them a new skill every month. For the first year of me having that membership site, I got it to about 300 to 400 members just using Facebook ads. In the top of this year, we switched to trying it on YouTube. We grew it to 2,700 members with not ever talking to a single person, only focusing on YouTube paid advertisements. And here's the crazy thing, Michael, it was the same thing we did on Facebook. It just worked better on YouTube. So right now, you guys may be sitting on an advertising campaign, a funnel, as they say, that's not working on Facebook, that if you just simply change your traffic source, you might be sitting on a home run.
Very fascinating. Can you tell us what maybe an example of what you've done for one of your clients as well and how maybe they might be using it? Or can you explain more about, you know, what you specifically did on YouTube? I know it was the same as what you did on Facebook, but people don't know exactly what you did on Facebook, of course.
So I'll give you a client example, and then I'll also tell you about kind of this whole membership site thing.
Sure.
So essentially, we ran a video advertisement. It was creative. It was kind of in the style of The Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. So we kind of did a parody of that. But essentially what we did is said, hey, if you're an entrepreneur and you're watching this, which I knew they were because of the targeting, which we can dive into, I said, I want you to register for this training that I'm having to show you how I use ads like this, because they're seeing one of my ads, to basically turn clicks into customers. Once they click through that ad, I bring them to a page where they register for the training with a name, email, and phone number. Once they input their information, they're then redirected to a video training, which is about 40 minutes long. And it's just me explaining to them and teaching to them how to use ads like the one that got them to watch the video. And then at the end, I make them an offer that says, hey, do you want to sign up for my membership site? And I give them a free course in addition to that. And it's just working. It's like very, if I showed you guys like physically the campaign that we were running, it's very unimpressive. Meaning it's just an advertisement, it's a landing page, and then we're making an offer. It's not magic. Our targeting is on point. My message is good. Obviously, I've been doing sales a long time, so not to belittle it at the same time. But what I'm doing is nothing that cannot be
replicated. You had a good offer. Obviously, the ad on YouTube was offering some sort of a 40-minute or one-hour training from you, right?
And then, sure, exactly.
And then, of course, they had to provide a little bit of lead details before they got that so you could nurture them on the backside if they didn't sell, right? And then they watched the video from you. You provided a lot of value. And at the end of the video, 100%. You said, hey, if you want more, go here, buy this, right? Is that kind of what you did?
That's exactly the format. But then in addition to that, our follow-up is huge. So I will give you guys some tactics that have worked really well for us. Not only do we follow up with email if someone doesn't buy, and we continue to show them other case studies, other trainings, et cetera, But the biggest thing that worked for us to get conversions is sending a follow-up text message using a service called Twilio. T-W-I-L-I-O, I believe. But a service called Twilio that was integrated with our ClickFunnels landing page, both softwares that you can try out for free, I believe. But it sends an automated text message in about 1 hour and says, hey, what'd you think about the video? That starts a conversation and gives them, I think, an additional link to get like more information or something along those lines.
Is there a bot behind the scenes that's responding to people? Or is
there's no bot. So we give them like an exit. Like it's a link. It's like, hey, if you want more information, here's the link
type of deal. Got it.
And we keep giving them kind of like urgency. So there's text messages. And then we also do follow-up voice broadcast, which is not just a voicemail that's dropped in. Your phone actually rings. And then when they pick up, it's me. Huh. So it says something along the lines of, hey, it's Billie Jean. I'm calling you right now because I know you watched the training, but you didn't take me up on this offer. So this is an automated voicemail showing you how we get customers for businesses. I'm actually demonstrating to you what I'm going to teach you how to do if you buy my course, right? Huh. So my whole thing is demonstrating instead of telling. So I think it's always fun to show people these new features that they probably do not have in their marketing mix right now.
Okay, now you've spawned a little creative rabbit trail. This, you know, we saw during the political season a lot of these automated phone systems. Is there some sort of a service that makes that not super complicated?
Sly broadcast. And when I say not complicated, Michael, it's as easy as taking your cell phone, recording an audio message, and then just uploading it. It's like,
wow,
it's very basic. So there's three softwares, guys, that will make a huge difference in your business, and they're all really affordable.
Very, very cool. Now, you're going to give an example of what you did for one of your clients. Let's go down that trail.
Cool. So the process is always the same, you guys. You start with an advertisement, which is basically just offering to solve someone's problem. So we've done YouTube ads for like a local gym, you know, for example. See, what people don't realize, especially with local businesses, is what they're selling. Everyone gets focused on the product or service, but nobody sells the people. If you go to a gym and you've never been there for the first time, the objections that are in your head are, well, who the heck is training me? Mm-hmm. Who the heck is going to be there? Think about it. You guys won't even go to a bar, a club, a party unless you know who's on the guest list. So same thing when you want to come into a new environment, you need to sell your audience on what the experience is going to be. So we created this short, like 2-minute YouTube ad that said something along the lines of, hey, you're outside of our gym right now, but right now your fitness journey is beginning. And so the Alan, which is the trainer, the head trainer in the situation, he ran up to the camera. So here's a tactic for you guys when creating YouTube ads. The first 5 seconds is everything in regards to grabbing their attention. So I had Alan start in front of the gym, and then he sprinted outside and ran up to the camera in the first 5 seconds. So if someone's watching it, it's kind of like, holy cow, is someone like about to jump out of the computer screen? And then he says, hey, I know you've been pushing off starting your fitness journey, but guess what? That changes right now. Come with me. And physically, he turns around and starts walking to the gym. Guys, when someone walks away from you, you have no choice but to like, wait, hold on a second.
Does the cameraman follow him or no?
The cameraman follows him. Exactly. It's like, wait, where am I going? Where am I taking you? So we bring the audience on this journey. And then when he gets into the gym, we have a half circle of all of the other members of the gym waiting. And everyone says, 1, 2, 3, hey, and gives them a big welcome through the video. So it's like, holy cow, these people are actually talking to me. Breaking down the fourth wall in YouTube ads is everything. People are smart. They know they're being advertised to. So address the pink elephant in the room.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the process. We demonstrate the workout. He makes them an offer to come in for free, brings them to a capture page for name, email, and phone number, asks them to come into the gym, sells a membership. Same process.
I love it. I used to do something called walking man videos where I would be walking and there would be a cameraman in front of me walking in reverse.
I love it.
And it's
dude, it works.
It's the same concept because people like motion, you know, and it just adds something. I love this because you're adding energy to it. You're showing them the location and stuff. So let's get back to the YouTube pre-roll ads.
And really quick, let me shout you out, Michael. Yeah. So when we met and we talked to San Diego, Michael showed me some of his videos. Hidden talent. I don't know if it's a hidden talent. Maybe some of you guys know. But if you don't know, the man is excellent when it comes to creating video and telling stories. In case you didn't, I just wanted to commend you live here.
Thank you, man. So getting back to YouTube pre-roll ads, obviously they are they come with a bunch of things that marketers need to know. So let's kind of break it down. You've already mentioned that you have to do some stuff very, very quickly. Maybe let's just expand a little bit. Like, what are the do's and don'ts and tips that you have for anybody who's creating an ad that's skippable, if you will?
Okay, this is a fun question. So number one, the first 5 seconds is everything. Make sure you do something like run up to the camera. Another option that you can do is duck or move to the side and step into frame. Little tactics that grab their attention. And then the next is what I'm going to give you is a basic formula that you see in almost every single one.
Wait, hold on a second. On the duck thing, does this mean you're starting out in frame and you're coming out, or does it mean you're starting out of frame and then you're coming into frame?
Starting out of frame. So one of our most popular videos is where I'm crouching and then there's a camera just sitting there and I just jump up and I go, hey, didn't see you there.
Like a jack really in the box, silly. Right?
Exactly. And so here's a three kind of tool framework that everyone can use, okay? It's props, environment, and music. Props is how you really grab their attention. Get something that's like oversized, an oversized card, an oversized box, something they would not typically see, a cash gun, whatever your industry is, whatever would look weird, use that. Secondly, use your environment. As Michael was just saying, he used to do like walking videos. Change where you are. If you're on a roller coaster, take out your camera and shoot a YouTube ad, because like who makes a video while on a roller coaster? Change your environment, you will change their attention. Lastly, music. You can use resources such as audiojungle.com and artlist.io. Both of those are music databases that allow you to search by emotion. So if you're telling your story and you go to one of those sites and you type in sad, you're going to get thousands of songs that feel kind of sad. If you do it with mad, angry, happy, silly, electronic, scary, whatever emotion you're trying to capture, you can download them and buy them from the site for $7, real numbers, maybe $5, depending on the song, and you can use those inside of any video that you create, and you can use them license free, so you don't have to worry about your video getting yanked down. So that's props, music, environment. If you can add all of those elements, even if you feel like your personality is dry or not as exciting, those are great ways to turn up any video.
Okay.
So that's just, or go ahead.
Yeah, let's scale backwards here. On the music thing, give us the names of those music sources again.
AudioJungle.com is one, AudioJungle.com. And the second one is ArtList.io.
Perfect.
ArtList.io, ArtList.io.
And I would imagine they have varying lengths of these songs and stuff. Like you could go for a short one, a long one, all that kind of fun stuff.
I mean, sound effects, short, long, like anything you need in your video. It's the amazing resources we use frequently.
How do you decide what kind of emotion you want in the video?
As far as
the music goes.
Play to your strengths, right? So, for example, something that I am I like to think I'm funny every now and then. And so sometimes I'll use silly music because that's to my strength of my personality. However, if I'm talking about a topic for a client that's a little, you know, like I think we just did one for a family dealing with special needs, that's probably more on the emotional side, right? Mm-hmm. And so I would just really be sensitive to what you're selling or what you're offering, right? And just keep it congruent. Keep it congruent.
Now, to the environment, let's say it is a gym, you know? Wouldn't it make sense to do it in the gym, or would it make sense to do it in the parking lot, or what are your thoughts on that?
So you almost double up here, right? So a gym is like, okay, everybody's seen a gym a million times. So why not do exactly what you said, Michael? Start in the parking lot, start in the grocery store, and then run to the gym. Even if it's like 6 miles away, do a time lapse where you speed up the video and make it look hyper warped so someone teleports in. So just because the entry is there doesn't mean you can't move to the destination.
Cool. And then the props, help us understand what the purpose of the props thing is.
So think about it. When someone's on YouTube, they're already have made their mind up to go to watch something else. So pretty much you're trying to convince someone that what you're about to show them is way more exciting. If you show them something they see every day without a pattern interrupt, it's very difficult to do. So the prop is basically a way of just catching their attention. So for example, if you and I were walking down the street right now and we walk by thousands of people, but somebody had a giant oversized pink water gun, we're gonna notice them. We have to look at them. We're gonna say, what are they doing? We may even follow them for a bit. Just think about it as in real life. Like, yeah, if you had to stand out, how would you do it? Marketing rule number one: be different, right?
So Seth Godin's purple cow, right?
Purple cow, baby.
Awesome. Okay. I want to back up and talk about targeting. And yes. You mentioned that earlier, so let's get to that. What do we need to know about targeting? Because it sounds like this is a big deal.
It's the world, because a lot of people don't realize it's possible. So I'm going to break it up into three easy, digestible segments for you guys so you can kind of take notes and implement. So number one, a lot of people don't realize that you can advertise to people based on the videos that they watch. So for example, let's say you have a cooking product or service and you want to find people who are into barbecuing. Well, there's videos on YouTube with millions of views of how to grill the perfect steak, how to, you know, heat up the perfect chicken or whatever it may be.
Sure.
If the advertiser, the creator of the content, the publishers allow advertising on their channel, you can show up right on top of those videos and say something like this: "Hey, it looks like that you like grilling steak. Well, if you do, I have the perfect product to make sure that you never burn your steak. Here it is." Meaning you're only showing your ads to the people who are actually interested. And here's the kicker: the way that YouTube's pricing is set up, you don't actually have to pay YouTube, which is Google, until someone watches your video for 30 seconds or more. Think about how powerful that is, guys.
Or if they click on your call to action, right?
Or if they click on your call to action. So think about that, guys. If you have two minutes of a video and someone leaves 20 seconds in, you don't pay for it, but they still saw you. They still know who you are. So you're getting some free advertisement. And again, some people say, well, Billy, why don't you just make every video 29 seconds? Well, because then they change the way that you pay them and they find a way to get their money. You can't scam them, right? But
right.
Just to give you guys an idea, there's a lot of potential here.
Now, how in the world do you actually, can you target specific videos or?
Yes.
Okay, so how does that work? You just give them the URL and you say, I want to target this video?
Yeah, essentially, yes. And so one thing that they have, because if we go in super technical, guys, no one's going to follow it. But right. I'll give you guys a great resource, okay? So to do all of this, you need to have a Google AdWords account, okay? So basically, all of the YouTube ads are actually controlled on AdWords, which also controls the advertising within search. And so what Google's really good at, which if you guys are used to Facebook, this is going to sound foreign to you, but you can actually get someone on the phone with Google. It's like it's the craziest thing ever. You can call them. You can usually find a representative to help you get started and to teach you and train you a lot. So there's a lot of resources out there. And so my best recommendation is to try it.
Got
right?
It.
Set up an AdWords account. There's a ton of tutorial videos. Get in there and start swinging.
So I would imagine you could find a bunch of video. Just out of curiosity, does it allow you to is it smart enough to say, hey, Google, I want videos that cover this topic in general, and then it could deliver just to those kind of things? Or do you have to actually go out there and find every video that you want to target?
100%. So that's the second category of targeting is topics. And so if someone's frequently searching for things with marketing, advertising online, Google will populate that for itself and put it inside of its own group. So that's the fun thing about this. You can be as simple or advanced as you like. Some people, if you just want to go by topics and go to advertising and let their algorithm do the work, you have that option. For the other ones who are like ninjas and you love to be involved, you can go and handpick every single video that you want them to show on. And then the third thing that you can do is something called placements. Placements are where you can advertise on other people's websites that allow for video advertising. So if there's a blog post and it has video in it that's hosted on YouTube, you can advertise on those specific websites. And so if someone has a website that's dedicated to like people who love vegan food and you have a vegan product that you want everyone to see, you probably want to be advertising heavily on that website. So within the display planner, which if you guys go to Google and just type in display planner, it's a free tool that you can start using immediately right now this second. And just start typing in stuff. If you put in the subject of exercise, they will populate it a series of websites that you can then go and evaluate and see, would this be a good place for me to place my product or my service?
Yeah, the Google Audience Network or whatever they call it is really the largest in the world.
Yeah.
Do you find that the videos perform better on YouTube versus on websites?
Yes. Typically, yes, we do. At the same time...
Wait, which one's better, YouTube or the website?
YouTube, yeah. Usually when they're being placed on YouTube, that's where we see our most conversions. However, there's a couple like websites that we would have never thought would have conversions that absolutely crush it for us. So I would say everyone listening, as you begin to play with this and start advertising on YouTube, understand this. You don't know, so don't assume, only test. What you think means nothing because you don't know until you test. I remember that.
What about the geographic? What about for the local business? What can you do as far as geofencing and all that crazy stuff?
You can do the zip codes and the addresses and target without like a mile or 2 miles away. Huh. So you can layer them, right? So you can say, well, I only want to advertise to people 5 miles out because I know no one's going to commute further than that. In addition to people who are actively searching for how to remove or alleviate lower back pain. Think about how powerful that is. You can show up to people that live 3 miles away from your business, and if you're a chiropractor, people who are searching how to get rid of back pain, meaning they're in the most pain right now, looking to alleviate it immediately, and say, hey, it looks like you're trying to figure out how to make your back stop hurting. If you need an appointment immediately, text message 333-3333 to Billie Jean and come in right now. I'll give you your first service for free. Just like that. And once you create it one time, you guys, this is an asset that is going to bring you customers again and again and again. And in addition to that, in the display planner, once you put your criteria of who you want to target, it will tell you on average how many searches that's getting every single month. The data is extreme. And here's the crazy thing. Everything I'm telling you guys right now is free. It's available. It's right now. You just don't know what you don't know, so you're missing out on the opportunity.
Awesome. Want to get back to the composition stuff of the videos. We talked about props and environment and music. Would love to talk a little bit about scripting. Like, what kind of stuff should we be talking about in these videos?
Okay, so for most of everyone listening right now, what's going to be the most helpful for you in regarding to creating a script is this simple exercise, okay? So I want you to take out a blank piece of paper. I want you to draw a T, like a giant T, a T chart. On the left side, I want you to write problem. On the right side, I want you to write solution. And then at the bottom of it, I want you to put audience. Okay. Now in the audience section, I want you to identify who is the most likely to buy your product or service. Is it a woman? Is it a male? How old are they? Stereotype. What type of TV shows do they watch? What kind of magazines do they read? And if you don't know this answer, look at your previous customers over the last 3 years. It will tell you. The data always dictates. Once you understand who is most likely to buy your product or service, then you want to identify the five greatest pains that they're going through and how your product or service solves those. Once you identify those, pick the one that you believe applies to the most and gets them the most emotional. And then your video script goes as follows. Introduction, which is some kind of cool creative way to show up on camera to grab their attention. And then you want to make them a promise. And usually it sounds something along the lines of this. Hey, right now, if you're dealing with extreme back pain in the next 2 minutes, I'm going to show you four different exercises that you can do while sitting down to alleviate all of the aches, chills, and blah, blah, blah that you're feeling right now. So that would be one problem, right? Lower back pain. Then I could do another video and say, hey, if right now it's hard to move to the left or right because you're in so much neck pain, well, here's two exercises you can do while sitting down at your computer or blah, 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 blah. And then the call to action in the formula, once you have the introduction, you kind of have the promise, and then you demonstrate how you can solve this problem. Now you have the low resistance call to action, which is usually like, okay, if that just feels better immediately just from doing these simple neck exercises, imagine how much better you'll feel when I invite you into my office, which I'm in right now and you guys can see, for 30 minutes and I do this for you. And I would actually show me demonstrating that product or service on a potential customer, and then I make them an offer and say, you come in right now and you actually click this ad and you come in by this date, I'm going to go ahead and crack your back for free or adjust your back for free, whatever the offer is.
So one of the themes that I heard you saying in the outline here is that you got to give them a quick win is what I hear you saying. Is that correct? Something that
100%. Something I think that's well summarized.
Yeah. So how do you do that if you're not selling something that is like physical, like what you just talked about?
Well, give me an example of like a business.
Well, let's just say it's social media marketing world, my conference, you know, and I'm trying to get people to decide to come to a conference to improve their social media marketing. So what would I give them as a quick win inside of a video? Would I give them a tip or something like that?
I would do exactly this, right? So I'd say, so for example, I'd show up to someone who, let's actually run through an exact campaign.
Okay.
So the very first thing that I would do is I would make a list of other big websites where social media people follow. So for example, John Loomer has a great website, et cetera. Yep. There's a chance that maybe he allows placements. We'll have to find out. I would also look for the influencers in the area. Gary Vaynerchuk probably has the biggest following of social media people in the world right now.
Right.
I would see if it was capable to advertise on his channels. And then I would show up. And I would say something along the lines of this: hey, I know you're a marketer and entrepreneur right now, and I know you're struggling bringing your clients results. In other words, bringing them more customers. Well, have you ever tried ads like this? Ads on YouTube. Did you know that I found you because you looked at this, 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 and this interest? Chances are you didn't even know it was possible. Now, imagine this. If you didn't know this, what else don't you know that's costing you millions of dollars and preventing you from getting your message out to the world? Well, on this date, next year, 2018, I'm having a conference called Social Media Marketing World, where I'd love to invite you to come out, you know, here. And not only are you going to learn about YouTube pre-roll ads from smart people like Billie Jean, but you're also going to learn boom, 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 and boom. If you're interested, click this link below and I'll send you more information and a couple more tips about YouTube. Name, email, and phone number. Boom, you collect the lead. On the thank you page, I would make them an offer to buy right there on the spot. But if they don't, maybe I have someone on the phones that's calling them. If I don't have the manpower for that, I'm going to send an automated text message giving them some kind of special incentive. If that doesn't work, I'm going to send an automatic voice broadcast. That's you calling right there. Hey, this is Michael. I'm the creator. I started this whole thing. I want you to be there. Bam.
Damn, Billie Jean, you're a good salesman. You are good. People right now are smiling.
Thank you, brother.
No, that is really, really, really cool. Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. So, okay, one last question before I tell people where they can find out more about you is sure. Costs and bidding and all that stuff. Talk to us a little bit about, like, you know, how you mentioned earlier that YouTube isn't quite as competitive, but do you have any techniques or strategies or whatever on how we ought to bid for these ads? Because it is really a bidding system, right?
Yeah, I would say, guys, like, they make it pretty easy where you just go in and you put the amount of money that you're willing to pay for a view, which again means 30 seconds of viewing your video. And honestly, guys, usually realistically, you'll pay like 5 to 7 cents for a view. So the biggest thing that I can tell you is sometimes it's uncomfortable for people to make an offer. The way to lose on YouTube is just to get so obsessed with like content that you forget to actually tell people what to do after and you lose. And here's why. At the end of a YouTube video, if someone doesn't click it, then they're redirected to the video they were originally trying to watch, which means they forget all about you. Right. So on Facebook, it's kind of like you can show them the ad and they can scroll up, they can scroll down, they can save it for later. This is like, no, guys, you have to win right now that second. So at the end, this is actually a great tip. At the end of all of your videos, you guys have to take the last 20 seconds and spend that time saying nothing but, hey, if you want what I just offered you, click this button below. Click this link right now. Hey, guys, time is ticking. You only have 17 seconds. If you don't click it, you're going to be redirected and you're never going to see this video again. Okay, fair enough. If I target you again, you will. But like, really stress it to them because it's very easy to miss. So in regards to pricing, guys, 5 to 7 cents, but the only time it gets expensive is if you're not actually capturing data, right? And you're not giving a clear offer. That's when I've seen just YouTube ads completely tank 100%. And then also too, make sure your offer is good enough to stop someone in their tracks from what they were doing to actually want to go and like get what you're asking, right? Like a lot of people miss just because your offer sucks, if I'm being real. It's just not good. It's not inspiring. It's not emotional. It's not that entertaining. It's not that unique. That's what especially if you're in the local business space, I want to ask you guys something, or I'll give you some food for thought. Remember this quote: the value is created after the experience. For example, we have done advertising for thousands of gyms, give or take, right? So many. Every single one of them believes they are better because of X, Y, and Z. But every single one of those reasons, you cannot actually tell until after you go in and work out with them and experience the people, et cetera. Telling people anything is worthless. If you can't demonstrate it to them, you're done. Mm. You lose.
Show me. It's all about showing.
All about it.
Sweet. Billy Jean, why don't you tell everybody where they can discover more about you and all the awesome stuff you've got going on?
Absolutely. So, guys, I would recommend you just go to facebook.com/Billy Jean is marketing, G-E-N-E is marketing. And we go Facebook Live all the time. We do all kinds of fun teachings and trainings. It's completely free. So like our page, get notifications so you're notified when we go live. And then also in 2016, we did a ton of agency work. So what we did is we took a flash drive with some of our best performing, ironically, Facebook advertisements, not YouTube, but Facebook advertisements. If you want us to mail you out that flash drive, and by the way, it has a ton of good trainings on it, the same principles apply, then go ahead and go to copyourads.com and we'll mail it to you. You do have to pay the shipping just because it gets expensive, guys, and I think that's fair. So copyourads.com, if you want us to mail that out to you, check it out, plug in the USB. You can go ahead and swipe and copy some of our best performing ads, and I just genuinely hope it helps you.
Billy Jean, on behalf of all of my listeners, thank you so much for coming on the show and providing your awesome wisdom and insight.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's truly a blessing, man. I'm really impressed with everything that you've created, and I just feel honored to be here. So thank you very much.
Well, I hope you found as much value in today's episode as I did. Billy mentioned a whole bunch of resources, and chances are pretty good you didn't catch them all. Don't worry, you can get our show notes where we document everything by visiting socialmediaexaminer.com/275. Hey, we've done 275 episodes. That's crazy. By the way, hit that subscribe button on your podcast player so you don't miss any of the awesome future episodes we've got planned. This brings us to the end of another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you next week, I promise. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day, and may social media continue to change, fill in the blank, you know it, your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.